You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM. And this week here at the radio station, it is their semi-annual fundraiser called The Offering, where they raise operational expenses. And the phone number is 632-1000, 632-1000. And they are approximately halfway to their goal already. And so we're very thankful for that. If you are listening and this radio broadcast is a blessing to you, I encourage you, give them a call and let them know that you are listening and you want to be a part of what God is doing here in Brevard County. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. This will be the first broadcast that I do since Hurricane Matthew came through. The other broadcasts last week were pre-recorded before the storm. And so this will be the first opportunity that I have to share with you some of the things that God has done in my life during that time and through our church, and we're really excited about what God is doing. I do want to take just a moment and let you know that Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, if you suffered damage and have not had someone that's been able to come out and repair that yet, you might want to give them a call, 632-9538, 632-9538. They travel all throughout Brevard County, southern end to the northern end. And so if they can be a blessing to you, give them a call and tell them you heard about them here on the Refresh radio broadcast. So like I say, this is the first time I've been in the studio. Actually, I was thankful that I had those pre-recorded because Thursday and Friday, the week as Hurricane Matthew blew through, it was pretty ugly out there. And so I wouldn't have been able to come in and be a part of that. But I don't know about you, but I am extremely thankful for God's protection. And I wanted to make sure that we as a church, so the Sunday after Hurricane Matthew came through, we had an intentional time of celebration and praise and thanksgiving. And I hope that you will do the same. You know, Jesus healed 10 lepers one time, told them to go and show themselves to the priest. And while they were going, Jesus cleansed their leprosy. And only one of them bothered to come back and say thank you. And Jesus said, "Where are the other nine?" So if you've been crying out, if you were crying out to God to deliver you and protect you during the storm, and he did, don't you be like the nine. Be like the one and say, "God, I just want to say thank you for everything that you have done in protecting me, my property, and my family." Amen? So, you listen to me here, and I do a lot of church announcements, you know, this service, that service is going on. And I have been telling you that for several weeks, we have been studying Psalm 91 on Wednesday night, Psalm 91. So, We were at our home Wednesday night. We'd canceled our Wednesday night service, and I was, you know, there with my wife. We were prepared to ride the storm out as long as it was offshore, and I was just sitting there minding my own business. I'd secured the church. Everything was all locked down. We had our it's not uncommon for us to lose power, so we were prepared for that. I had gas, I had the generator, and everything was all set and ready to go. And all of a sudden, God spoke to me. And I tell you that this is God, because it was not something that I would ordinarily do. Now, I had spent time not only securing our stuff and the church's stuff, but I had gone around to neighbors and were trying to make sure that they were okay, find out what they were doing, if they were staying, if they were leaving, all of that sort of stuff. And so we were sitting around Wednesday night. We ordinarily would have been in church, and God spoke to me, and he said, Psalm 91, what are you going to do with that? You see, the Sunday before, I had instructed our church, I'd told them, I said, you know, everything I preach, God makes me live through. He makes me go through it. It's more than just theory. I actually live and breathe this stuff. And so he said, rather than just sharing the information of Psalm 91, why don't you stand in faith and believe about Psalm 91? Psalm 91, let me just read this to you today. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So what I always look for in a passage of scripture is I want to find out what the conditions of the promise are. You see, the promises of God are conditional. And if you'd like to see that, it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. It begins with that if. That if means that there is responsibility, there is a prerequisite that is upon us. God's ability is never in question. There are a lot of people who like to claim the promises of God, but there is a passage, I don't have the reference here, that where God challenges people who are claiming his promises, and he says, what right do you have to claim my promises? You don't do what I say. You don't honor me. You don't want me as the Lord of your life. You only want my protection. What right do you have to claim my promises? And so there we were, sitting around our house, and God said, what are the prerequisites for Psalm 91? I had shared with the congregation over 2 weeks what those six requirements on our part are. In the first part of the psalm, it says, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, abiding there, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. That means that we need to have that close proximity relationship where we said, this is where I live. I'm not just visiting here. I'm not here just for, a one-night stand with God. I'm not here just for him to get me through this storm when I can put him back in the closet. I'm here to dwell and abide in his presence. The second prerequisite that I had said is in verse number 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. And so we need to have an abiding relationship with God that is taken root in our heart, so that when our mouth speaks, it is that abiding presence of God that comes through our speech. Do you realize that what comes out of your mouth is a great indicator to you and to others about what is going on in your life? So the Sunday after Matthew, I challenged our congregation and said this: some of you may have been living in fear, because if that storm had been as catastrophic as what they were talking about, I did not see this, but I heard there was one news anchor that said, get out, get out, get out. You're going to die. Your neighbors are going to die. Your children are going to die. Your entire family's going to die. Get out. And, you know, it's nice to have such a nice calming voice speaking to the reality of the situation. So what comes out of your mouth? And so when people were coming to me and they were greatly concerned, now I want you to understand that just because we walk by faith does not mean that we walk in foolishness. I live on Merritt Island. It was a mandatory evacuation zone. I'm a man under authority. And so when they tell me I had to leave, then I left. You know, I didn't go far. We went over to our son's house. I'll tell you more about that. But I want you to know, we lived by faith. And so I was reassuring people. I was helping people. I was calming people. I was saying, look, God is my refuge. Look, if you don't know if you're going to be okay, then you come and hang out with me, because God's going to watch over me. Those are actually words that I said during this storm. I got feedback about one of my kids, that they were a tremendous calming voice of leadership while they were on the job before the storm came through. Very thankful for that. You and I are not called to live by fear. We are called to live by faith. And we need to say, all the words of our mouth need to declare, look, I belong to God. This is what we prayed that night, is, God, our house belongs to you. We belong to you. Our vehicles belong to you. Everything we have, it belongs to you and is used for your glory. So that's what was coming out. We were trusting God for his protection. And then it says, my God, in him I will trust. That's the third thing. The first thing is dwelling and abiding in the presence of God. The second is causing the words that come out of your mouth to match the God that you reside with. And then you say this: I will trust you. There are a lot of people who, when it comes to trust, they only put their trust in someone once they understand the situation. I've been journaling now for about a month. It's not a natural process for me. It's, you know, whatever God is speaking in my life, it tends to come out in what I preach and what I say. And so that's the way that I've operated. But I ran across this passage and I wrote down in my journal something like, is God doing something beyond my understanding? And I will tell you this: if I can understand everything there is to know about God, then I'm mistaken. I overestimate my own understanding, because God is beyond understanding. And so when he does a new thing, I need to say, God, I trust you. Even if I don't understand all of the details, I trust you. And I've told you before, I've got relationships, I've got friends in my life, I've got family in my life, that if they say something to me, they don't have to give me a full explanation. If there's urgency in their voice, I know it needs to be done right now. So those were the first three things. I shared those with the congregation. And it's reinforced in verse number 9, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Okay, so that one's reiterated. That's a repeat thing there within the first 10 verses. And so that means that is very, very important to us. You and I need to have that abiding relationship with God. The fourth thing is, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. And that is an act of intentionality. It just doesn't say, well, I happen to fall in love with God. There are a lot of people who are just meandering through life, and they just think that, you know, whatever they fall into is going to be okay. I want you to know that I am so thankful that God directed my path to where I met my wife. I am so thankful that he gave me a word and gave my wife a word that we were to be together. I thank God for that. But it is an intentional act that we set our love upon one another. It is not something that we just fall in and fall out of. It's not just an emotion. It is a decision, and the emotions come as a result of the decision. The same is true with God. There are too many people in life that as long as things are going okay, then they're in love with God. But the moment adversity arises, that love gets called into question and they look for their next deliverer. I challenge people when I'm talking to them about marriage counseling, is the person that you are sitting next to that you say you want to spend the rest of your life with, are you on a road merger or are you just at an intersection? Because if you're at an intersection, it is only going to be a short period of time until you realize that the two of you are going in different directions. And the more that time goes by, the farther apart you become. But if it is a road merger, at that point in time, the two roads become one and they are going the same direction. They are going to the same destination. I want to be going where God is going. And so I have intentionally set my love upon him. The fifth thing is I will set him on high because he has known my name. And I encourage you, thank God Jesus is the name that is above every name. But there are some 30 different names that are referred, that God has referred to in the scriptures, maybe more. And I encourage you that you need to know the names of God. How can you be intimate with a God that you do not know? Become familiar with him as the Lord your shepherd, the Lord your righteousness, the Lord your peace. He is the resurrection. He is the life. He is the way. He is the truth. You need to know that he was and is to come. You need to know that he is the lion and he is the lamb. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You need to know that he is the Lord who saves. He is the Lord who shepherds. He is the Lord who heals. You need to know the God that you serve, because then you can call out to him. It is amazing to me when I sit in church and there have been mothers with, you know, multiple kids in the nursery at the same point in time, and all of a sudden they can hear their child cry in the nursery. And even though there are multiple kids in the nursery, those mothers are able to pick out and discern which baby is crying out. And so if one of the children is crying out, that mother would be able to get up and say, uh-oh, I need to go tend to my child, because they know their voice. Jesus said that my sheep know my voice and another they will not follow. You need to know God. And the sixth thing, is he shall call on me and I will answer him. And that means that we need to pray. We need to pray that when we cry out to God, we need to know that he's going to hear us, and we need to know that he is going to answer on our behalf. So the night, Wednesday night, I was sitting there, and my wife and two daughters, my son was working. We went outside, and we prayed, and we prayed, said, God, out of the six things that you mentioned in Psalm 91, all of those are a reality in our life. We abide in you. We dwell in you. We love you. Our mouth echoes the things that we believe. It's not just speech. It is rooted in our heart. We trust you. We've trusted you when we had insufficient income. We've trusted you when we had no home to live in. We've trusted you all along the way. And God, we trust you now. We said we have set our love upon you. We know your name and we are calling upon you now. And we know that you are going to answer. And so we prayed for that storm to move. A friend of mine posted that, and they were further down south, a meteorologist had posted, and they said, it is unknown as to why that storm wobbled to the east some 20 miles like it did. They said it's unknown why it had a double eye wall, and in between those two walls there was an extremely dry patch of air. That's an article a meteorologist wrote. I didn't write it. And so there were people that were praying. There were people praying in Oklahoma. My mother, you know, made sure that there was plenty of prayer going on in my home church that I grew up in. They were praying. So we stood out there, and all of a sudden God spoke to me and he said, "I want you to take the next step." Now, I've got a face for radio is one of the things that I like to say. And God said, I want you to do a Facebook Live. I've never done a Facebook Live before. And I want you to speak to this situation in this community. So if you go to Facebook, if you like our page, Merit Assembly of God, I've been doing some regular Facebook live events. Now, there's been some times where we were without power. A truck ran over our internet pole at home, and so I had no power at the church, so I had no internet. I had no internet service at my house, and so I didn't get to post as frequently as what I was like. But about once a day, I've been coming and giving an update about what God was doing. And so I was challenging people, and so after I prayed, I spoke to that situation and said, we are going to see God's miraculous intervention. I went to bed, I got up the next morning, and there was no change at that point in time. They were still calling for things. And I said, God, I trust you beyond the evidence. I trust you even though the situation and the circumstances still haven't changed. Here's what I did. I took the passage, Psalm 91. I had given that as a handout to our parishioners. And so I went, I got copies of those, and I posted them. I taped them into the front window of our door, the front window at our church. And in case the devil didn't hear what we were crying out and believing, which I know that he has to respond to the word of God, I wanted to make sure that when he showed up at our front door, that he realized that it was a no trespassing zone. So that's what we did. We prayed, we came back, and we had virtually no damage whatsoever. Praise God. You know, I don't consider trees and fences, I don't consider that damages. Now, in September, we challenged people to be serving. I'll tell you more about that on tomorrow's broadcast, just to let you know. But today I want to ask you, if that storm had been as devastating as what they were saying that it could have been. I mean, it obviously was a bad, bad storm. North Carolina was seriously impacted. Haiti, seriously impacted. The Bahamas and Cuba, badly, badly impacted. What if you and I had been devastated? My son has a neighbor close by whose house was the one that was pictured in Hurricane Andrew, that it was the one solitary house that was standing, even though there was devastation all around him. I still remember that picture from 1992. Turns out that guy's moved to Brevard County, and my son knows him. That's what I was praying for. That's what I was believing for. And I'm thankful for churches that are still standing. We were praying not only for our house, not only for our church. We were praying for the businesses. We were praying for the grocery stores. We were praying for this radio station so that it could be here. And this was my mindset. God, we are about your business. I had missionaries from around the globe who were calling and saying, hey, is there anything that we can do for you? I had former staff members who were saying, anything you need me to do, I will drive a vehicle down, I'll fly back, whatever you need, we want to do. We bring this message to you Monday through Friday. because we believe in the power of the Word of God. Psalm 91 is not just a Sunday school lesson. Psalm 91 is not just something that fills a preaching calendar. The Word of God, I'll never forget that the time that I heard this, the Word of God is not just for preaching, it's for living. And so I want to challenge you today to take that next step in your relationship with the Word of God, which is this: God, I'm not just going to believe it, I'm going to live it. I'm going to proclaim it. I'm going to allow that Word of God to take root in my heart to such an extent that it comes out of my mouth. I trust you. So I will share more tomorrow about the story. God really did protect us and bless us. But I want to close out this broadcast today to let you know that WMIE and WWBC, they're here to be a blessing to this community. There is so much bad news out there. So much bad news. And today, I just want to challenge you to take a step up. We took a thank offering, an offering of thanks, the first Sunday after the hurricane had blown through, because all of our people were so blessed. There was very, very small amounts of damage that were done. And we wanted to be thankful, not just with the words that crossed our lips, but say, God, we want to honor you. The devourer wanted us to spend these resources on the damage that he did, but you protected us, and we want the kingdom of God to go farther. Now, the most effective outreach that we have locally is through this broadcast. We get to speak the words of life, words of peace, words of faith across this county because of this radio station. And if this by chance has been a blessing to you, then I want to encourage you to send a donation. Call them at 632-1000, 632-1000, and say, I want to be a part of the offering. I want to make sure that the Word of God goes forth in Brevard County, because it's touching my life and I want it to touch other people's lives as well. So 632-1000, and that will be a great, great blessing to this community. So let me just close today by saying, if you have needs, contact us. If nobody's able to come and take care of your situation, we'll see what we can do to help. 454-4263, area code 321, or you can reach us at meritassembly.com. We'd love to hear your praise reports and your prayer requests. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true? See? say goodbye.